大家早。
Good morning.
依照惯例，先用中文跟大家讲句话。
I'm going to speak in Chinese as usual for just a little bit.
刚刚那个 Peter 叔叔跟我们讲的介绍了我们这一系列三月份所讲讲到的讲章题目。
So Uncle Peter introduced to us the sermon topics for this series for this month.
我们从耶稣基督以作王的身份凯旋进耶路撒冷，然后讲到主耶稣基督为我们预备的逾越节的晚餐。
We're going to start with the triumphant entry of Jesus as the King, and then we continued last week as how Jesus prepared the Passover feast.For the disciples.
我们今天所要讲的是在客西马尼园里所发生的事情。
Today we're going to talk about what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane.
周五晚上的时候，这个特别的受难日的聚会是这样子。
So this is how we are going to conduct a Good Friday service this coming Friday.
我们当晚将会讲到主耶稣的被卖受死被卖受审以及受死。
We are going to talk about how Jesus Christ was betrayed and he was interrogated and then his crucifixion this Friday.
然后我们将以诗歌、读经以及领圣餐来结束礼拜五晚上的聚会。
We are going to conclude the meeting in the form of a singing of hymns and then communion, breaking of bread and also praying.
然后呢？下个主日就是复活节，我们就会庆祝复活。
Next Sunday is the Easter Sunday. We're going to celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
那请弟兄姐妹们继续为我跟 Alex 祷告。
Please continue to pray for me and for Alex.
我们都很愿意能够也以中文来服侍弟兄姐妹们。
We would love to serve the brothers and sisters and friends in Chinese.
我们在教会里面服事的最重要的一个这个居首位的一个重要的责任，就是能够忠实的传讲神的话。
The top priority of our teaching and preaching is to faithfully preach God's word.
但是呢，接下来的就是用祷告来服事弟兄姐妹。
And followed by praying, how to serve the brothers and sisters with the prayer ministry.
为教会这个大家庭弟兄姐妹们的灵命生活上面的需要能够在神的面前代求。
That we are going to intercede for the brothers and sisters in their daily life and also their spiritual beings.
但是呢，主耶稣基督他自己也说，这个神的殿，他天父的殿是一个祷告的殿。
But Jesus himself said in the Bible that the temple of God is the temple of prayers, the house of prayers.
所以不是只是牧人在帮众弟兄姐妹们祷告而已，弟兄姐妹们同样的互相代求，也为教会的牧者祷告。
So it's not just the one side that the elders and then the deacons are praying for the brothers and sisters. It is a two-way. So brothers and sisters, would you pray for the brothers and sisters in this church and also for Alex and me?
所以呢，为我们祷告，也为我们教会服侍翻译的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Would you also pray for the people who serve in the church, people who translate for the pulpit?
然后呢，教会里面我知道有些弟兄姐妹们，他们也自己在祷告，也在预备，也许他们能够加入翻译的服侍行列，也为他们祷告。
I know some brothers and sisters, they are in the praying process that they want to to join us in the interpretation ministry for the pulpit. Please pray for them as well.
那为什么弟兄姐妹们最近常常跟我说，你就用中文讲道就好算了嘛？
How come when the brothers and sisters come up to me recently and say, why don't you just teach or preach in Chinese?
那为什么我自己觉得我还没准备好呢？
I just want to let you know the reason that I feel I'm not quite prepared myself.
因为讲话跟讲道不一样。
Because it's two different matters when you talk and also when you preach. They're completely different things.
讲道是替神说话。
When I preach, I speak for God.
所以这是一个很严肃，要非常小心的一个服事。
This is a ministry that I don't take lightly.
事实上，各样的服事在神的面前，我们都是要小心谨慎的来做。
Actually, all ministries before the Lord, service before the Lord, we are going to do it just reverent fear.
但是替神做出口这件事情是更严重的。
But speaking for the Lord, it's not something to be taken lightly.
所以我现在练习用中文说话。
So right now I'm practicing on the speaking in Chinese.
请各位与我一同祷告，让我可以在神的时间的安排之内，很快也可以用中文跟各位讲道。
I just please pray for me that in God's timing, perfect timing, that I'm able to preach and teach in Chinese.
也为 Alex 祷告。
I pray also for Alex.
有朝一日，他也用中文跟你们讲道。
One day will come that he's going to preach in Chinese for the
conversation.
So we really know that God is working.
好, let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 26.
大家请把圣经翻到马太福音的26章。
I titled the message, sermon message today, Gethsemane.
今天我的讲到的题目 我取名为克西马尼,
not the Garden of Gethsemane.
不仅仅是克西马尼园,
there's a reason for that.
我把题目取成克西马尼, 而不是克西马尼园, 是有原因的。
Because at the end of the message today, I wish that we can have a better appreciation for the term Gethsemane.
因为我盼望今天如果在讲到的结束的时候, 我们能够, 对克西马尼这个词有一个含义, 有一个不同的理解。
And we can associate the term Gethsemane with who Jesus is to us.
我们可以每当想到克西马尼这个词的时候, 就想到耶稣基督对我们来说意味着是什么。
When we think of Gethsemane,
当我们想起克西马尼的时候,
it is not just a picture of the events that took place,
我们不只是看到在克西马尼园里发生的一切的事情,
but the reason why these things took place,
而是同时能想到在克西马尼园里面为什么这些事情会发生,
and we can associate them with who our Lord is to us.
我们可以把每当想到克西马尼这个词的时候, 就想到耶稣基督对我们来说是意味着是什么。
So let us read the passage, Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46.
大家一起来读马太福音的26章36节到46节。
For the sake of time, I'll read in English, and we ask brothers and sisters to follow along in the Chinese reading, and then we'll skip the Chinese reading here.
因为时间的原因，我们只是用英文来读马太福音26章36节到46节，请读中文的弟兄来一起跟着读。
Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, Sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let's go. Here comes my betrayer. Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us in your house this morning.
天父，我们谢谢你今天早上把大家一起聚集在你的殿中。
May you receive our worship and praise.
愿主能够悦纳我们的敬拜和我们的赞美。
Through our songs.
通过我们唱歌的形式。
Through our prayers.
通过我们的祷告。
Through the fellowship of your words.
通过我们在话里面的交通。
Through our offerings.
通过我们的奉献。
May you be praised.
愿主的名得到赞美。
And may our hearts be glad.
愿我们的心喜乐。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now, people associate Easter or the weeks leading up to Easter with the term passion.
我们经常我们想到复活节这个名字的时候，或者想到就是复活节的前几个星期的这个时间的时候，我们经常会想到这个词，就叫 passion.
And typically, when people think of passion or the passion of Christ, this is how they define it.
当我们讲到这个词 passion, 或者是讲到 passion of Christ 那个电影的那个名字的时候，我们就会想起复活节或者复活节前几个星期发生的事情。
But they define this as the suffering of Christ.
Passion 被定义成在基督受难。
The passion of Christ is the suffering and the crucifixion of Christ.
基督的受难也就是基督的在十字架上被钉死的。
But that is not quite accurate.
可是这样的定义并不是非常准确的定义。
Because how do we normally understand the word passion?
因为我们每次当我们想到这个词 passion 的时候，应该是想到了什么？
Passion describes a deep, heavy, overwhelming emotion, doesn't it?
我们想到 passion 这个词的时候，难道不是想到一个很深层非常强烈的一种感情吗？
And not only just a strong emotion, but passion is often associated with what? Love.
Passion 这个词我们想到的不仅是一个非常强烈的感情，我们还常常把它与爱来相联系起来。
When we think of the passion of Christ,
当我们想起基督的受难的时候，
it is not the suffering that we thinking about.
我们用的 passion 这个词的时候，我们并不只是说基督的受难或者受苦的这件事情。
It is the deep love and passion he has for us behind his suffering.
同时我们也想到在耶稣在十字架上受难这件事情的背后的一个深层的对我们的一个强烈的爱。
We've all heard of this expression.
我们都听过这种讲法。
Love is not true love until it what? Hurts.
当一个人爱另外一个人，你不能说他真正的爱一个人，直到这个爱会使你受到伤痛。
Right.That deep emotion and the passion that you have for someone because until it hurts, then you don't know that you love this person.
就是说你不能说你真正的爱一个人，直到你爱一个人爱到如此的强烈，如此一个深层的一个地步，一直到心里都痛的那种感觉。
When we look at this passage in Matthew 26,
当我们看到马太福音二十六章的这段经文的时候，
we need to understand that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, these three Gospels, they often describe the same events in the life of Jesus.
我们要记住在马太、马可和约翰福音里面，路加福音里面，这三福音里，他经常谈到的都是同样的一件事情。
But their descriptions are not identical.
可是他们虽然是同样的事件，可是他们描述的方式是不同的。
It's three different people that God had used for the Holy Spirit to inspire and produce this writing.
神通过三个不同的人，用圣灵来感动他们，让他们写出这三本不同的书。
The same events with three different perspectives, but all inspired by God.
这是同样的一件事情的描述，是从不同的角度来描述，但是同时都是被圣灵感动而写下来的。
It's like a movie. When you tell the story, you don't just use one camera.
好像就在我们拍电影的时候，我们想讲述一个故事的时候，我们不只是用一个照相机来这个捕捉那个角度。
You use multiple cameras from different angles to describe the same event to make that event alive for us.
我们经常是为了这个故事能讲得更生动，我们用好几个照相机同时的来捕捉这个事情的发生，然后从不同的角度来拍摄同样的事件。
So the story of Gethsemane is also recorded in Mark 14 and Luke 22.
在我们今天看到克西马尼园的这个故事，在同时在 马太福音的二十二章和路加福音的马太福音的十四章和路加福音的二十二章同时有同样的描述。
We'll use Matthew 26 as our main text as we go through, and we'll get a better understanding as we also reference Luke and Mark.
所以今天我们的这个就把它定在马太福音的二十六章，我们把它定在这里一起讲克西马尼园发生的一切事情。但同时，我们也会参考在路加福音和在马可福音里的这个描述。
Now it has been about a week's time frame since Jesus entered Jerusalem.
从上次我们讲到耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候已经到今天的这个事情的发生已经有一个星期的时间了。
And at the end of the week, it was the time for the Jews to hold their Passover feast.
在这一周的结束的时候犹太人这些门徒们他们在吃逾越节的晚餐。
They had their supper.
他们吃了晚饭。
And...As typically is the case, after Jesus' ministry in Jerusalem, he would retreat with his disciples to Mount Olive.
耶稣基督与他的门徒通常有一个习惯，就是他们在耶路撒冷的这个事工完成的时候，他们会退到一个叫做橄榄山的地方去休息。
That's where he would spend the night with his disciples.
耶稣会和他的门徒在橄榄山过一夜。
Mount Olive is a mountain that is across from the city of Jerusalem.
橄榄山是一个横跨耶路撒冷的一座山。
And this event took place in a garden on Mount Olive.
今天我们所要讲述的这个故事就是发生在橄榄山上面的一个花园里的一个故事。
These things that we're going to talk about between the Lord's Supper and the events that took place in Gethsemane, and what we'll talk about Friday, the betrayal, the trial, and the crucifixion of Christ all took place within 24-hour period.
如果你们记得的话，我们今天我们这最近几的几个星期讲的事情，也就是说耶稣这个晚餐，然后他之后到克西马尼园之后被审被受苦，然后被十字架上被钉死，这些事情其实都发生在24小时之内。
This is a monumental time of the life of Jesus on earth.
这是耶稣在世上在地上的一个非常重要的一段时间。
This is now literally hours before he was to fulfill his purpose here on earth.
这大概是他我们所谈到的这些事件都是发生在他将要上十字架时实现神的旨意的这个事情的前几个小时之内发生的事情。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
He is the second person in the triune God.
他是神的三位一体中的第二体。
He is everlasting to everlasting.
他是永恒的。
He is all-knowing.
他是无所不知的。
When he came to this earth,
当他来到地上的时候，作为一个人的形象来到地上的时候
，He had the perfect knowledge that he was here for a purpose.
他是无所不知的，所以他知道他来到这个地上是有一个目的的。
And his purpose is that one day he will be betrayed and he will have to die in order to save the man that he loves.
他知道他来到这个地上是有目的的，就是有一天他要被出卖，然后在十字架上被钉死，是为了。能拯救世界上的一切人。
He's been waiting for this moment to come for about 30 years.
他等这一刻已经等了三十多年。
And now it is hours before this was to take place.
可是我们最近几个星期讲的这些事情，就是在他要上十字架之前的几个小时之内发生的事情。
We have to place ourselves in the mindset of Jesus at that time.
我们如果能够把我们自己放在耶稣的鞋子里想一想的话。在当初的圣经时代里的会发生什么事情
How do we feel when we're faced with something that we know is going to happen, we've anticipated it is going to change our lives, it's life and death, and it's about to happen?
如果你在知道你会要经历一件事情，这件事情已经等了三十多年，并且这件事情是关乎生死存亡的，是一个非常非常重要的事情。那你的心情会是如何呢
？Jesus came to this world.
耶稣来到这个世界。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
He knows he's going to die for this world.
他知道他会为这个世界上的人而死。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And he knows he wants to obey the Father because he loves God.
因为他知道他要顺服上帝，因为他爱上帝。
He has explained this to his disciples.
他已经跟他的门徒们解释过这件事情。
These are the closest people to him on earth.
门徒们是他在地上最亲近的一些人。
He has repeatedly explained to him, I will be given into the hands of sinners.
他不停地曾经来回再三地跟他们门徒们说，在这个世界上我要被出卖。
I will face death in Jerusalem.
我会在耶路撒冷啊，会面临死亡。
At dinner, he spoke to his disciples.
在晚餐的时候，他跟他的门徒们说。
He told them that he told them in verse 21.
在我们看到的马太福音的二十六章的二十一节。
Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. One of you will betray me."
他说我实实在在的告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要出卖我。
And even during that, the Last Supper, they were still fighting amongst each other, wondering who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
即使在逾越节的晚餐的时候，这些门徒们还在争执，看谁是最作为主的门徒是最大的门徒。
None of these people understand what Jesus was going to face.
没有门徒中间没有一个人能够感觉到或者理解到耶稣基督即将面临什么样的遭遇。
Jesus is about to face the loneliest time in his life.
耶稣所要经历的是他一生中最孤单的一段时间。
Not the loneliness he has apart from his family.
不是那种我们说与家庭里分开的那种孤单。
And not just a loneliness apart from his disciples.
也不只是说他与门徒之间分离的之间的孤单。
He's about to face the moment in his life where he has to be separated and be alone apart from his father.
我们所说的孤单，是指的是他所谓经历的在生命中的这段时期，他会与天父隔离。
And he and the father are one.
耶稣与天父是一体的。
How do you separate yourself from yourself?
你怎么样才能把自己和自己分开呢？
Unimaginable.
简直是无法想象。
But that is what he is faced with, and he knows it.
可是这就是耶稣马上要面临的一个情形，他也知道他会面临这个情形。
He had, after dinner, said to his disciples,
吃完晚饭之后，他对门徒们说，
In verse 31,
在三十一节，
This very night, you will all fall away on account of me.
二十六章的三十一节说，今天他跟门徒们说，今天晚上，今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。
You will all leave me.
你们都会离开我。
You will all fail in your faith in me.
你们都会在信心上跌倒。
But of course, verse 33, Peter says, Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
可是在三十三节的时候，你们看到彼得说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
And verse 35 again, Peter declares, Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
三十五节彼得继续说道，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
Peter had always been the spokesman for all the disciples.
彼得经常是这些一群门徒里他是最有发言权的一个人。
So he said this, and look, the end of 35, and all the other disciples said the same thing.
所以当彼得说我就是必须和你同死也总不能不认你的时候，众门徒都是这样说，他们都附和他。
Jesus appreciate the sentiment, but he knows that they will fall away.
耶稣听了这话以后，他虽然非常感谢这些门徒对他的这些情感，可是他心里很清楚，因为知道这些门徒会离弃他。
The grief and the sorrow and the agony that is inside of our Lord Jesus at that moment is indescribable.
那个时候，在耶稣基督心里的一些苦痛、一些愁苦和一些是极度的伤心，是完全无法描述的。
For the disciples, it wasn't a great evening either.
对门徒来说，那个晚上也不是一个非常愉快的晚上。
Why is our Lord saying all these things to us?
为什么主会对我们说这些事情呢？
Why can't we just be glad and happy celebrate Passover?
为什么我们就不能开开心心的在逾越节吃顿饭呢？
And then you will rise up as a king, and we will all be glad.
然后你就做王，然后我们大家都欢欢喜喜，不是很好吗？
They do not understand.
他们不明白。
And this is why in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3, this Messiah, our Lord Jesus, he is called the man of sorrows.
这就是为什么我们在圣经里的以赛亚书53章的三节的时候，他说到耶稣是一个多受痛苦的人，
饱经忧患，
常经忧患，多受痛苦。
Jesus, for the 30 years that he's in this world,
耶稣在世上待着30多年的时间，
he was full of emotions, just like you and me.
他跟我们常人一样是有感情的。
He's full of love,
他是充满着爱的。
Care,
他是关心人的。
Compassion,
他也是对我们有怜悯之心的。
He experiences sadness,
他也有伤心的时候。
Grief,
他也有痛苦的时候。
But you know, Jesus never experienced, at least the scripture did not tell us, happiness.
可是耶稣从来没有经过的一个感情，至少是在圣经里没有明显的描述出来，是耶稣从来没有过高兴的时候。
Because his heart is always weighed down by the sin of this world.
因为他的心常常是非常沉重，被我们世人的罪压得非常沉重。
And that he knows that this is a burden that he must take up.
他也知道这是他不得不担起来的一个重担。
All of the pressure, all of the sorrow, all of the distress and grief,had all come upon him that evening.
在那天晚上，所有的压力，所有的伤心，所有的痛苦都集中在耶稣的身上。
And so in verse 36, Jesus retreated into Mount Olive with his disciples, went to Gethsemane, and this is what he said to them.
所以在36节的时候，当耶稣和门徒们一起去橄榄山，退到橄榄山去休息的时候，他跟门徒们说，
Sit here,while I go over there to pray.
他说你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。
The disciples waited outside the garden. Jesus expected them to pray for him.
所以这些门徒们在哥西马尼园的外面等着耶稣。耶稣当初期盼他们能够为他和他一起祷告。
Separately, he took Peter and the sons of Zebedee, which are James and John.
他当初带走了三个人，就是彼得和西比泰的两个儿子，雅各和约翰，他们三个人。
These are the three disciples of Jesus that are even closer and more intimate to Jesus' heart.
这三个门徒对耶稣来说，可能与耶稣更加亲近，或者是更加能够体贴耶稣的心肠。
He took him, and the scripture tells us he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
他把他们三个人带开的时候，他就忧愁。这个圣经上说，耶稣就忧愁起来，极其难过。
He is literally at the depth of his sorrow, and the weight and the pressure is upon him, and he can feel it physically.
他的心情感到忧愁之极，压力是如此的沉重，他的身体都能感到这个压力和这个痛苦。
When we read the scripture, too often we glance over descriptions and we do not understand what is going on in reality.
有时候我们读圣经的时候，我们有一个趋势，就是我们读了这个圣经很多遍以后，我们有一点麻木，读的时候并没有真正的去体会到这个圣经里这些描述具体在生活里是什么意思。
We think Jesus is God.
我们想耶稣不就是神吗？
So he's Superman.
他就是超人吗？
He can do all these miracles.
他可以行所有的神迹。
He has all these powers.
他有所有的力量。
He's not like you and I.
他不和我们，你和我这些正常人一样。
Sure, he's sorrowful and he's troubled.
可能他确实是忧愁或者是很悲伤。
But he's God.
可是他是神呢。
He's not going to feel bad.
他不会有什么感觉到真正很伤心的吧。
Then if that's what we think,
如果那是你的想法的话，
then we do not understand what God gave up for us.
那我们就不能真正的理解上帝为了我们到底献出了什么。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
如果你们能够翻到腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
腓立比书的第二章的第六节到第八节。
Speaking of Jesus,It says, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
谈到耶稣的时候，第六节，腓立比书第二章第六节说到，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He was equal with God in all respects.
他在所有的方面来说，他都是从神是有同等位置的。
But he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant or a slave, being made in human likeness.
第七节，虽然他与神是同等的，可是他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
God is a spirit.
神是一个灵。
He is all powerful, all knowing, and is all present.
他是全能、全知、无所不在的一个灵。
He transcends space and time.
他是超越我们的空间和时间的。
What does it mean for God to become man?
在这里他说神变成人的形象是什么意思呢？
It's a severe limitation of his God nature.
也就是说他选择在他的神性里面，他选择受到极度的局限。
As the man Jesus, he is not at all places at all times.
作为人，耶稣作为一个人来讲，他没有办法 无处不在。
As you and I are men, Jesus was fully man just like us.
就像你和我们都是人一样的，耶稣也是一个完全的人。
He gave up what he could enjoy in heaven to be here on earth.
他放弃了他在天堂里能够拥有的一切，而来到这个地上。
And then not only becoming a man,But being found, not only being found in the appearance of a man, but he further humbled himself or severely lowered himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
第八节，他不光是成为人的样式，他有人的样式，他还继续的卑微，继续的局限自己所应该有的这些自由，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He has the power to not suffer.
他完全有能力不用来受这个苦。
But he gave that up to suffer.
可是他放弃了这个权利，为的是来世上受苦。
He has the power to not die.
他完全有能力不必死。
But he gave up the power to not die.
可是他放弃了这个能力，来到世上就是为了死在十字架上。
So when he took on the form of a man,
当他取了人的形象的时候，
Carrying 30 years of burden.
他身上背着是30年来一直背着的重担。
Faced with the imminent crucifixion.
他所面对的是不得不发生的十字架上的。
All out of his love for the people who hate him.
他做这一切的事情的原因都是为了他的爱，他爱那些对他有仇恨的人。
Or those who do not even understand him.
或者他爱那些完完全全不理解他的人。
And that he has to be pulled apart from his beloved father.
然后他还他在十架的时候还要经历与天父的分离。
This sorrow and this troubled heart manifests itself physically.
这种痛苦、这种忧愁、这种极度难过的心情，在他的身体上就发生了一些变化。
We all know too well how that feels like.
我们大家可能都知道。那种感觉是什么样子？
When we lose a loved one,
当我们我们的亲人离开我们而去的时候，
When for whatever reason in our lives we feel like our future is uncertain,
或者不管是什么原因，在我们的生命里，我们觉得我们的未来好像非常的难以预测。
When you lost your job.
当你失业的时候，
you don't know where your next meal is going to come from.
当你不知道下一顿饭是在什么地方的时候，
all the calamities come onto into our lives.
当我们的苦难一样接着一样压在我们身上的时候，
it's not a matter of the mind.
不只是我们的心理上会难受，
our body reacts.
我们的身体上也会有反应。
That's what Jesus was going through.
这就是耶稣在这个时候他所经历的一切事。
Verse 38, and Jesus even explained to them, "My soul." Soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
第三十八节，耶稣对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。”
I know we have an expression.
我们有一种说法。
A broken heart.
说我们的心都碎了。
But it's an expression.
我说我们心都碎的时候，这只是一种说法。
Nobody dies of a broken heart.
没有人会因为这个心破碎了而死。
But we do know people who, out of deep despair,
可是我们确实知道有些人他们极度的绝望。
When their mind is so troubled,
他们感到心里非常的迷惑。
That what they feel is death is upon them.
他们感到死亡要来临了。
Jesus said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. So stay here and keep watch with me."
耶稣说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
Yes, he is God.
是的，他确实是神。
But he is also man.
可是他也是人。
He wanted and he needed people to be with him.
他需要，他也想要啊，有几个人这个时候与他一起。
So going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and he prayed.
啊，再往下看三十九节，他就稍往前走，伏伏在地。祷告说
My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
祷告说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思。
Brothers and sisters and friends,
弟兄姐妹朋友们
Jesus knows that he needed to lean on God.
耶稣知道他那个时候需要依靠上帝。
In the hour of his despair,
在他很绝望的那个时刻
he needed to call upon the Father.
他需要向大声向神呼求。
His strength has left him.
因为他身体已经没有力气。
He was not prostrating before God because that's the proper position when you pray.
他当初能匍匐在地向上帝祷告的时候并不是想的是这个是一个正确的姿势而已。
The burden is so heavy and his heart is in such anguish, he could not help but to fall on the ground.
他的心里的担子是如此的沉重心里如此的难过和悲伤他那个时候所做的事情是他很自然的就匍匐在地上。
Here it says, my father.
他这里说到我父啊。
But in Mark, it says, Abba, father.
可是在马可福音的这个描述是说阿巴父。
It is a term of endearment.
是一个非常亲昵的称呼。
When a child is absolutely helpless, the child calls to the father. He doesn't say father, he says daddy.
当一个孩子感到非常无助的时候感到要向爸爸来求助的时候他当初可能不会叫爸爸而是叫daddy.
That, 不是叫父亲
不是叫父亲叫爸爸。
父亲大人。还是叫爸爸。Okay, this is not a joke here. Okay. So, but he says, Abba, Father,If it's possible, may this be taken away from me.
他说到阿巴父啊，如果可能的话，请你把这个杯从我身边挪去。
Jesus knew what he was faced with.
耶稣知道他面临的是什么。
He knew this all along.
他一直都知道他将会面临什么。
This is the very reason he had become a man to come to earth.
这就是为什么他要作为一个人的形象来到地上。
That's a great sacrifice for God.
对神来说，这是一个极大的牺牲。
Men are creatures.
因为人只不过是被造物。
Why would God, being the spiritual being, the master of the universe, become something that he created?
为什么一个创造全宇宙的神，一个灵，他愿意来到地上，成为一个被创造物呢？
That sacrifice comes with a price.
那个牺牲是有代价的。
And it's a priceless sacrifice.
这是一个价值连城的代价。
And yet, at that moment, he says, if possible, may this cup be taken away from me.
他说，倘若可行的话，求你叫这杯离开我。
And what is this cup?
这个杯指的是什么呢？
This cup is a God who is sinless.
这个杯指的是一个完全无罪的神
having to have the sin and the effect of sin placed on him as if he sinned.
他所经历的是一个无罪的神却要因为我们所有人所有世界上的人所犯的罪这些代价全部重担全部放在他的身上
And because he has now become sin, he is now faced with the punishment of sin, which is death.
因为这个无罪的神成为了罪，所以他所要面临的是罪所带来的所有的惩罚。
There's no death in God, there's only life.
罪的惩罚就是死， 在神来说没有死亡，只有生命。
But for the sake of the sin of the man he loves, the man he created, he has to bear the sins. He has to bear the sins, my sins and your sins.
可是为着他所爱的世上的人，他们所受的罪，他的一个无罪的神却要承担所有人的罪，也就是你的罪和我的罪。
In his humanity.
在他的人性来说。
He has experienced something that not only man has never experienced, he has experienced something that God has never experienced.
他要承受一个不光是人，没有一个人能够承受的一些事情，他还要承受神都没有，从来没有经历过的事情。
So as the man, Christ.
所以作为基督，作为一个人来说。
Under the tremendous pressure.
他在一个 极大的压力之下。
Under the tremendous stress.
在极大的一个压迫之下。
His mind, his emotion, and his body all given way.
他的情感，他的他的思想，所有的都是
他身体都软弱下来了。
身体软弱下来。
He asked the Father, please take this away from me.
他求天父说，请你把这杯从我身边挪开。
But in his will,
可是在他的意志里面,
he is clear.
他是非常清楚的。
He says, not as I will, but as you will.
他说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has always set his eyes on the Father.
我们的主耶稣基督，他的意志是定睛在天父的身上。
He has always determined to do the will of God.
他一直是要执意行出天父的旨意。
Doesn't make it easy because he is the Son of God.
如果你说作为神子来说，是不是他所做的一切会比人来做要会对人来说要简单一些呢？
It is not.
其实不是的。
So he returned to his disciples, and he found them sleeping.
所以他来到门徒的那边的时候，发现门徒在睡觉。
In the other parallel passage, it says the disciples were sleeping because they too were filled with sorrow.
如果你看圣经里的其他的一些平行经文的时候，他们说门徒之所以睡着了，是因为他们心里也极度的伤心。
Why wouldn't the disciples be full of sorrow?
为什么这些门徒不会伤心呢？
Their Lord just told them over dinner that one of you will betray me.
他们的主刚在逾越节的晚餐跟他们说，你们中间有一个人会出卖我。
I'm going to be killed.
我将会被杀害。
And you will all leave me.
你们都会离弃我。
That doesn't feel good.
听了这些话以后，没有人心里会很舒服。
So,What do people do when they don't feel good?
所以当人心里不舒服的时候或伤心的时候
You're filled with grief.
你充满悲伤的时候
You escape.
你就会愿意离开或者躲开
You sleep.
你就会用这个睡眠的方式来躲避这种不开心的这种
That's what happened here to the disciples.
也就是门徒们在这里发生的事情。
And Jesus said to them in verse 40, Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?
第四十节说到，耶稣对彼得说，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？
Jesus prayed before his father for 1 hour.
耶稣在天父面前祷告了足足有一小时。
Time probably to him stood still.
对他来说，那个时间好像可能都没有怎么变。
But for the disciples,They don't know what they were doing.
可是对于门徒来说，他们不知道他们在做一些什么。
But Jesus says, at the moment where you feel the weakest,
可是耶稣说，在你这个时刻，当你感到最软弱的时候，
at the moment where you're the most hopeless,
当你感到最无助的时候，最没有
希望的时候， temptation is at the door.
这个时候诱惑就在离你不远的地方。
When our mind, when our emotion, when our body are weak, that's when temptation will come.
当我们的身心还有我们的感情很疲乏的时候，这个时候诱惑就会来临。
But at those moments, the solution is not to escape or to sleep.
啊，可是，在那一段，就在那个时刻，我们的解决方式并不是用啊、用啊、睡觉来摆脱或者逃离这种啊、不好的这种压力。
Those are the moments where we need to keep watch and pray so that we will not fall into temptation.
啊、在这种时刻，我们所需要做的解决方式是应该来警醒祷告。啊、这样的话我们就不会陷入试探之中。
The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
这里说到心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
So what do we depend on?
所以我们依靠的是什么呢？
We don't depend on the flesh.
我们不依靠我们的肉体。
We depend on the spirit.
我们依靠我们的心灵，我们的灵。
With our spirit, we trust in God.
啊、因为我们的灵，我们愿意信任神。
With our spirit, we receive strengthening from the Holy Spirit.
接着我们的灵，我们从圣灵来汲取力量。
And with the spirit, we're able to follow,、we are able to reinforce our will.
啊、接着我们的灵，我们可以更加坚固我们的意志。
Jesus prayed a second time.
耶稣第二次又去祷告。
He prayed the same prayer.
他祷告的内容是一样的。
Jesus went back to pray the third time.
耶稣第三次回去祷告的时候。
He prayed the same prayer.
他祷告的时候还是同样的一个祷告。
Because that's the one thing that is on his mind.
因为那个时候、他祷告的内容就是他心里所想的事情。
Father, if possible, take this cup away from me.
父啊，如果可能的话，请把这个杯从我面前撤去。
Did Jesus receive temptation during that time?
耶稣在那个时候有没有受到诱惑呢？
The scripture doesn't say, but it's easy to think that of course he was.
啊，圣经里并没有清楚的描述，可是非常，如果我们仔细想想的话，啊，很容易想到他一定是受到诱惑的。
There is one thing that Satan wants to do.
啊，撒旦要做一件事情。
Is to prevent God's creation, his beloved a man and woman, his children, to return back to him.
撒旦最不愿意看见的一件事情，就是他不愿意他所、看到上天父所爱的这些儿女们回到天父的身边。
And at Jesus' weakest moment, will Satan not come and tempt him so that he will not go to the cross?
在耶稣感觉最软弱的这段时这个时刻，难道撒旦不会在通过这段时间来、诱惑他，让他不要上十字架吗？
Why did Jesus need to pray not once, not twice, but three times?
为什么耶稣要、不只是祷告一次，也不只是祷告两次，而是祷告三次？
And why does he keep asking the Father, not my will, but yours be done?
他为什么不停地跟天父说，不要照我的意愿、照你的意思？
Because he knows that that's the right thing to do.
因为他知道那是正确的做法。
While it is the hard thing to do,
虽然这是一个很不容易的做法，
he recognized that he cannot bear it.
他知道他本人没有办法承受这一切。
But with God at his side,
可是神在他的身边，
that would be his only way.
这是他唯一的方式。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
如果你们能翻到希伯来书的第十二章，希伯来书第十二章。
I'm sorry, Hebrews chapter 2.
对不起，希伯来书的第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 17.
希伯来书的第二章的十四节到十七节。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he, meaning Jesus Christ, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants, meaning men and women. For this reason he had to be made like his brothers in every way in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God and that he might make atonement for the sin of the people.
希伯来书第二章的十四节到十七节说道， 儿女既同有血肉之体，他这里的他指的是耶稣，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。十五节，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。第十六节，他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。这里亚伯拉罕的后裔指的是这些男人女人或者这些神的孩子。十七节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Jesus knew that was the purpose.
耶稣知道那是他的目的。
He knew he had to resist the devil.
他知道他要抵抗魔鬼。
He knew that he needed to overcome his bodily weaknesses.
他知道他要战胜他身体的软弱。
And he knew that he must do the will of God.
他也知道他必须行出神的旨意。
And after his prayers,
在他的祷告之后
he overcame.
他战胜了。
He was again resolute.
他又恢复了他以前的决心。
Verse 36, Jesus said to the disciples, "Rise, let us get up and go. Here comes my betrayer."
如果你看马太福音二十六章的第四十六节的说到，起来，我们走吧。看呐，卖我的人进了。
Strength returned to him.
他又重新恢复了体力。
His spirit had been renewed.
他的灵里得到了更新。
And from that moment forward,
从那时间开始
he had not a single doubt in his mind as to what he needs to do.
他再也没有任何的疑惑，他下一步该怎么做了。
He was full of determination.
他充满着决心。
He was full of strength.
他充满着力量。
He was full of courage.
他充满着勇气。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This is Gethsemane.
这就是哥西马尼。
It is about the love of our Lord Christ for us.
这里所讲述的是我们的主耶稣基督对我们的爱。
It is a love that pains.
这是一个使人伤痛的爱。
It is a love that grieved.
这是一个使人忧伤的爱。
We are the reason for those grief and the sorrows.
那些忧伤、那些痛苦的原因就是我们自己。
Is this not also our love for our Lord?
这难道不是也谈到我们对主的爱吗？
Should this not be the same love for our Lord?
我们对主的爱难道不应该是如此的强
烈吗？ If we know that this is our Lord, when we think of Him,How can we not examine our lives as to how we should live for Him?
如果我们知道我们有一位这样爱我们的主，难道我们不应该反省一下我们生活的方式？我们应该如何来为他而活吗？
If we are a child, if we are children of God,
如果我们是神的儿女的话，
this is the love we received.
这就是我们所接受的爱。
The same strength that our Lord experienced.
我们主所经历的力量
is the strength that He gives us to live for Him.
他也会把同样的这样力量赐给我们，让我们为他而活。
And does He not understand our limitations and our weaknesses and our sufferings?
难道他不知道我们作为人的局限，我们的软弱和我们的苦难吗？
Yes, He knows.
是的，他知道的。
And He knows more.
他知道的比我们还要多。
But He's able to sympathize.
可是他他可以同情我们
and is able to save.
他也能够体谅我们，他也能够救赎我们。
Only if we determine to follow him.
只有在我们决心来跟随他的时候。
Follow his example, even in his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
学他的榜样的时候，也就是学他在哥西马尼园里的祷告的时候。
To set our eyes and our minds in heaven, where the Lord is seated.
把我们的眼睛，把我们的思想定在天上。
And we will experience the work of God in our lives.
我们就能够经历神在我们生活中的工作。
For those in our midst, our dear friends,
在我们中间的人，我们中间来的朋友们。
Maybe you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
可能你还没有接受耶稣基督为你的救主。
This is what the Lord Jesus has done for you.
这就是主耶稣基督为你所做的一切。
In order so that you will not have to be accountable for your sins.
他为什么这么做？是因为这样的话，你就不用付上你罪的代价。
He took on your sins and suffered for it because he loves you.
他承担了你罪的所有的一切代价，并为此受苦，是因为他爱你们。
That's the proof of God's love for you.
这就是神对你爱的证据。
Our prayer would be that you would come to know him soon.
我们的祷告是你能够很快能够认识他。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
我们来一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
天父，我们谢谢你今天早上。
We thank you for sharing with us the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢主通过这个话语来与我们一起分享耶稣基督的心肠。
We thank you that now we recognize your suffering and your pain came out of your love.
我们谢谢你，因为我们认识到你所受的一切痛苦、伤心都是来源于你对我们的爱。
And this is no ordinary love.
这不只是一个普通的爱。
This is your passion.
这是你的一个很深沉的爱。
May this love touch our hearts.
愿这个爱能触摸我们的心。
And may we be able to express that same love to you.
愿我们也能够同样的把同样的这样爱来向你表达出来。
Thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
谢谢你，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.